A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Pei, Nedarim 80b, pagination is 160. We're starting from the middle of the page, the middle of the line, with the word Varaminhi, making reference to the Mishnah that we had on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, where we found out that if a woman made a vow, Im Erchatz V'im Lo Erchatz, that she would not bathe, it was considered inui nefesh, afflicting herself, afflicting her soul, and she would be available for the husband to negate such a vow, again, because it is inui nefesh, afflicting herself. The Gemara compares this to the concept of inui nefesh that we have on Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. We know that Yom Kippur, last perek in Yuma, the Mishnah tells us, is asur ba'achila u'shasiya, not allowed to eat or drink on Yom Kippur, not allowed to do rechitza, bathing, which is our focus right now, also, sicha, anointing, ne'ilas ha-sandal, wearing leather shoes, or tashmish hamita, relations between husband and wife. So on Yom Kippur, it is forbidden to have rechitza, bathing, and the concept of Yom Kippur is based on the pasuk of inui nefesh, any person who will not afflict himself. And likewise the command, V'inisem es nafsho seichem, you shall afflict yourselves. However, the rule of rechitza on Yom Kippur is not kares, is not biblical, is not the original prohibition based on the source material of Su'uneh. And therefore, the Gemara has a problem over here that when we talk Inui Nefesh by Nedarim, we are talking including Rechitza, that Rechitza bathing is an example of Inui Nefesh. But when we talked Inui on Yom Kippur, Rechitza was not a biblical example of Inui. And the question is, what is the difference? Let's see the Gemara inside. Viraminhi, I'll ask you the following question. Afal pisha osu bikulan, even though a person is forbidden to do all of these five categories on Yom Kippur, einonush kares, it's not going to be the punishment of being cut off. And simply translated, it's not going to be biblical. Ela ba'ocha v'shosa, except for eating and drinking. Va'osa malacha bilvad. And likewise, there's a pasuk that tells us not to do malacha, work, on Yom Kippur, similar to Shabbos. V'i amrit, and if you're going to tell me, ki lo rachza ika inui, that not bathing is in the category of affliction, then we wonder, b'yom ha-kippurim ki rochatz l'chayiv kares, why isn't bathing likewise considered an inui item, and on Yom Kippur, the person should be in violation of a kares prohibition. Now, the Ran over here points out that there is a way, based on a different Gemara, that this question could be answered. And that is that the Pasuk describing Yom Kippur says, Hanefesh ashalo su'uneh v'ha'avadti. The soul that will not afflict itself, I will cause it to be lost. And we understand that to mean, Eze inui sheyesh bo ibud nefesh, what type of affliction is appropriate for the punishment of his soul suffering this being lost? Heve omer zu achilu shesiyo, it's referring to eating and drinking. We have, for example, by the tefillah of a tainis, we say the words, miyot chelbi vidami, the diminishing of my fat and my blood should be considered as if it was brought on the mizbeach as a korban, of the fat and the blood of a korban. So the fasting actually diminishes the person's presence, and that's a vital component of the fast. It's not just the affliction in a general sense that it hurts, but that it diminishes the person. A person who doesn't do it deserves to be diminished, deserves to be lost, because he didn't do that small amount of being lost. We have such a concept that galus is considered a punishment for not observing Shemitah. You didn't do what you were supposed to do, which was to leave the land fallow. So Hashem says, I'm going to force the land on your behalf to be fallow. You won't even be in the land. It'll be fallow. Here also, v'ha'avadati, it's specifically the afflictions of achila and shesiyah that are appropriate for the punishment of v'ha'avadati. The Ran says not everybody learns this approach in the Gemara, and therefore Rava in our Gemara is going to offer a different approach. Let's therefore go back to the Gemara. Amar Rava, Rava explained, Hacha me'inyono dekra. It's all based on the psukim, the distinction between Yom Kippur and vows. Gabe Yom HaKippurim, by Yom HaKippurim, Dichsiv, it says, Ta'anu es nafsho seichem, you should afflict yourself. That's the mitzvah hayom, the mitzvah of the day. Milsa diyoda inu ya. Something that the affliction is known. Hashta, at this point. Rechitza lo yoda inu ya hashta. But bathing is not something that the affliction is known now. It's something that's only an accumulation. If you don't take the bath today, and you don't take it tomorrow, and the bath that you didn't take today will be noticeable tomorrow. But it's not an affliction that's noticeable today. Ta'anu es nafsho seichem is referring to something that the affliction is in the present, on the day of Yom Kippur, where the affliction is supposed to be. And therefore, rechitza is not included biblically. Gabe nedorim, but by vows, dechsiv, it says, kol neder v'chol shavuas iser la'anos nofesh. Anything that is going to be a vow of affliction, milsa da'asir le'lidei inui, it's referring to anything that will come to affliction. V'chilo rachtzo, and indeed, a vow not to bathe, asya lidei inoy, will come to affliction. And therefore, it's included in the rules of inoy nefesh as far as nedarim, because it definitely is included, but it's not an affliction of today, and therefore it's not included in the inoy nefesh of Yom HaKippurim, as far as the Torah law of Kares refers. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.